This is Akashvani, the news read by Sarabjit Kaur. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today underscored the need for a fair and robust international order. Speaking at the Thrones and Thorns Defending the Integrity of Nations session at the Raisina Dialogue in New Delhi, he stressed that the absence of a strong global order not only benefits powerful countries but also enables smaller nations to take risks and challenge established norms. Dr. Jaishankar highlighted the importance of sovereignty and territorial integrity, citing India's experience with Pakistan's illegal occupation of Kashmir.
We do need an international order, just like we need a domestic order. So if you need a society in a country, you need an international version of that. And it's not just big countries who will benefit if there is no order. I would argue that any country which will take risks, which will have extreme positions, which would, test the system, will actually use this order to its advantage. I mean, we've seen in our own neighborhood, you don't have to be a big country to be a risky country.
He criticized the United Nations handling of the issue and questioned the role of countries like the UK, Canada and the US, which he said initially framed the invasion as a dispute rather than recognizing Pakistan's aggression. The minister also emphasized the need for fairness and consistency in global standards, pointing out the differing international responses to military coups in Myanmar and Western countries. He called for a thorough review of the global order over the past 8 decades and urged recognition of the shifting balance of power in the world. Israeli airstrikes across the Gaza Strip have claimed the lives of more than 200 Palestinians, including women and children, according to Gaza's health ministry. The renewed offensive follows the collapse of truce negotiations between Israel and Hamas, which had faltered over disagreements regarding the terms of the ceasefire's next phase. The Israeli Defense Forces, IDF, in coordination with the Israeli Security Agency, ISA, confirmed the attacks, stating that they targeted Hamas infrastructure and operatives. India and New Zealand have signed 5 agreements in the fields of defense, education, sports, horticulture and forestry. Both sides also exchanged the authorized economic operator mutual recognition agreement. The two countries announced the launch of negotiations on a free trade agreement and negotiations on an arrangement facilitating the mobility of professionals and skilled workers. New Zealand has joined the Indo-Pacific Oceans Initiative and has become a member of the Coalition for Disaster Resilient Infrastructure. Prime Minister Narendra Modi held talks with his New Zealand counterpart, Christopher Luxon, in New Delhi yesterday. The discussions covered various aspects of India-New Zealand relations. In Maharashtra, tensions between two groups broke out last evening in the Mahal area of central Nagpur. Rumours about the alleged vandalism of religious symbols led to communal tensions between the two groups, resulting in stone pelting and the burning of vehicles by some antisocial mob. Police forces deployed for controlling the riot used tear gas shells and cane charge to disperse the mob in Chitnis Park and Mahal areas. United States National Aeronautics and Space Administration, NASA, announced that astronauts Butch Wilmore and Sunita Williams, who have been stranded on the International Space Station ISS for over 9 months, will return to Earth tonight. The Dragon spacecraft hatch closure preparations have begun and will be touching down Earth at 3:27 a.m. tomorrow. In an official statement, the space agency said conditions are favorable for the return of the Crew 9 mission. In Kabaddi World Cup 2025, both the Indian men's and women's teams will be in action this evening in Wolverhampton, England. The women's team will lock horns with Wales from Group D, while the men's team will take on Scotland from Group B. And that is the end of this news bulletin.